everyone's prepared.
Okay, we're up to Baba Kama, Dav Chaf Amar Aleph, and we're 5 lines in the top, Amar Ilfa, and Yud Gimel.
Page
20A1.
Yud Dalet Sivan?
No,
no, every day. Every day. Till the clock starts getting a bit earlier.
Didn't you hear there was a big gazeg in the
garage? Oh, what was he upset? By the way, Moshe, it's online every day, so even when you're not here, you can hear us. You can hear all the commentary and everything else.
And where do you have to log into? Where?
JML, Jewish Media Library. I don't know if the card is still here, no, it's not here. JML, Jewish Media Library. And then you'll find it.
And it's video as well, or just audio?
One day it'll be video. He told me that Yossi Jackson has yeshiva.net. They want us to do video, but he hasn't bought yet the machine to do video. Some kind of machine. Okay.
He videoed yesterday. Kenis.
It could be.
Yeah.
Omar Ilfa says, Ilfa, Behema b'shusarabim. If you have an animal in the shusarabim, will push that tzavara, stretched out its neck, v'ochlon it, ate malgabachavata. There was a whole bunch of animals there in the street. And one animal behind the other, and the second animal ate from the truffle, from, not the truffle, from the, whatever, the bundle. On the first animal, chayeves, you are chayev. My time, but why chayv luchaydet shen? Shen, because it's eating, right? The animal's eating normal. And shen, it should have potter. Because gabe chavotik chotzen han nizik dami. What's sitting on top, the load on top of the first animal, is as if it's eating directly from the property of the victim, of the nizik, and the, like private property, because on top of the animal. And that's shen. And for shen, you pay the full amount. Off when do you pay, says the posse, bi'eb is day acher. This is like day acher. That's right. Says
what
have I did.
You handle any of that stuff?
What did you say the tables? What did you say the tables have?
Sorry?
Tables have in a market.
Yeah, yeah. We learned before already.
Cigarettes?
No, because everybody's allowed to walk there.
Yeah.
Right through there.
They would offer me leather jackets.
Says what have I did. I bring a raya. If your basket was hanging behind you, the animal stretched out his neck. So what do we see from here? That if it's the top of the person or whatever it is, it's as if it's a shusanizik and you're chayv. You know, that's not a raya. Didn't the Rava say it's talking about bekefetzes, that the animal jumped? And if the animal jumped, then it's not normal. If it's not normal, this is not shen, this is keren, and that's why you're paying. But also, you only pay half a nezik. And maybe also in Ilfo's case, when Ilfo said that if the animal number two eats from the bundle, animal number one, it's not shen in the shusanizik, but it's keren, and in shusarabim, you pay keren when it's abnormal. This is also abnormal, and you pay only half a price. When did Rava make his comment? How the following? Rabbi Yishe said, behemoth shusarabim, if an animal is a shusarabim. Holchet went for ochlan ape to its potter. If an animal is eating while it's walking, you potter because that shen, and shen in the shusarabim is potter. Because the pasuk says a beer b'zei acher. However, the animal stops still. And the ochlan ape. That's very not common for an animal to do. Then chayeves, because that's keren. Maishnoth. So the rabbi asked the question, what is the difference? Holcha, if the animal is walking, the urche is coming, and therefore you say you are potter. Nam yuchu, when it stops still, also it's common. On my rubber because fetzes, but too much standing still and it jumped. And jumping, that is really not normal. That's keren. Okay, boy, Rav Zayda asked the question, what about Ms. Galgal Mao? What about if it rolled, what's it in then? What do you mean? Going the kaima omir b'shusha yochi. This is how Rashi Limshat. For example, there's a bundle inside the shusha yochi. The animal itself was shusha rabim. The food was in the shusha yochi, but then the animal rolled it out of the shusha yochi. The shusha rabim ate in the shusha rabim. So, do you look at where the food started before the animal had an association with it, which was the shusha yochi, or do you look at where the food was actually consumed, was eaten?
So, when you say misgalgal, you mean the
it made it
rolled or the animal rolled?
No, the food, but the animal made it roll. Taser said that's a funny lush and misgalgal. Misgalgal as if it rolled on its own. Yeah, exactly. So it's the wrong word. And Tezel is a totally different shot there. Tezel is a shot. The food was rolling on its own from, let's say, the Shusarab to the Shusayachid, and then the animal stopped it from rolling the Shusayachid and ate it. Do we say that since it would have rolled into the Shusayachid, it's as if it's Shusayachid already, or not? Something to that effect.
That's taking.
But Misgalgal sounds more that it rolled on its own.
An apple fell off the tree and rolled, and the animal caught it, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
or the animal, let's say the food was in the Shuziyachid, rolling out to the Shuziyachid, the animal stuck his head into the Shuziyachid and ate it as and stopped it from rolling into the Shuziyachid. Now the food should have gone to the Shuziyachid, but the animal stopped it. Is it considered Shuziyachid or not? Says the Gemara, but let's do Rashi's way. So Rashi, what? Hey, Chidomi, we're talking about going to Kaima Omer Shuziyachid. This bundle of Shuziyachid become his galgal, and the animal made it roll out. And my, do we look at where he started or where he took it from, which is where from the Shuziyachid, or and he first chayiv, or where he actually ate it, which is Shusa, which is Shusa Rabbi's potter. Says the Gemara, Toshma coming to Tony Rabbi Chia, Masa, you have a bundle, Mitzase Befnimu, Mitzase Bechus, you have a bundle, part of it is inside of Shuziyachid, and let's say full of barley, and part of it is in Shusa Rabbi. And it says, Ochla Bifnim, if he ate it inside, Chayevis. Ochla Bechutz, he ate it outside, Potter. That's what the Rai says. If he ate it inside, it's a Shusayachid, then you're Chayev Hashem. You ate it outside, you're Potter. L'choyed in my life, the Gemara understands right now, they're talking about he ate the whole amount. He ate the entire grain, the barley that was there. And he pulled the whole thing into the Shuziyachid. Then and this is Havilam Shat. If he pulled this Havilam Shat, Miktasim Bifni means if he pulled the whole thing into the Shuziyachid, then he is Chayv as if a Shuziyachid. And Miktasim Bichutz means if he pulled the whole thing out in the street, then he is Shusarabim and his part. In other words, we don't look at where it started. We look at where he ate. So it's clear. We look at where he ate. Says the Gemara, lo, you know, Ema, Ochlo, he ate, Alma Shebifnim, Chayeves, Alma Shebichus, he ate everything out of the Shusarabim, the part that originally was in the Shusayachid, and the Shusarabim was potter, and that which was a Chachilin inside is Chayev. Why? Because maybe you go after where it came from. Maybe who said you go after where you ate? Maybe he goes after where you came from. So there's no raya. Or he boyis aim, or we can learn ki amar abchia. We're talking about that he ate inside, and you chay for everything. Why? If you ate it outside, you potter for everything. Why? We're talking about a special kind of a thing called a psila da safta. Talking about this kind of a branch that it has many shoots. And when you pull one part of it, all of it comes. We're not talking about barley where you have a bunch of seeds and the part that's outside is outside, the part that's inside is inside. We're talking about one branch. If you pull one part of it, the whole thing. What is it called? Is that what it's called in the
English? Isn't a safsa, we use it in Gemara Sukkah, but isn't it a reed of some sort?
Something with many branches, and it's all.
What does Rabbi Askel say?
Yeah, good question. Harvey, you're there. How does he translate a safsa? Rashi is some kind of vetch that we had, it has long leaves. And one side of it was outside, one side inside. No, he doesn't have a English translation on top. How does he translate?
No, he's a rapid growth plant whose long stalks are cut down at frequent intervals and used for fodder. Because of its length, the load of a pasta is called pasilo, which means literally a week.
Yeah, because it's long.
Yeah, okay, so there's no name for it. Okay, it says in the Mishnah, Ochloksus, if the animal ate food that's natural.
So according to Ilfi, if you've got a donkey with a saddlebag on the side, it's got wheat in it.
Yeah.
From those saddlebags,
the sack. We finished off that kettle. Yeah, just if it jumped, it's talking about jumped,
it's normal.
It's potter, because Shem. He holds it all the way around, it's potter.
Even though it's loaded on the back of the animal.
Yeah, because Shusarabim. It's urche, it's common. Ochlok sus, if the animal, however, ate clothing, we say that's not shen, that's not normal, that is kedin. That is kedin. But then the Mishnah right after that says, and you're only responsible if it was done in Shusanizi, not in done in Shusarabim. And the question is, if it's kedin, why aren't you chayim in Shusarabim? So the Gemara says, hi, this comment here, that there's a difference between Shusarabim and Shusayochid, in which case are we talking about? In the case of food or in the case of clothing? Omar Alam says, cool. It goes in everything. My timer, even the case of clothing, your potter, you know why your potter? Very interesting. You know why your potter in Shusarabim? This is a keren. Keren, you're responsible for Shusarabim. Because Kola Mashana, the original guy who put the clothing, who puts clothing in the middle of the street and leaves it there? So Kola Mashana, if you do something which is not right, Uvo Acha Vashin, another guy, then the animal comes on something not right, potter. Double negative. Yeah. Exactly. So you, the person who
you
left
the
clothes there.
Thing.
You're just as responsible as he is. You put the clothes on the street. What do you want from the garbage? Shmuel says no. Lo yishan el pejirok. Because when do we make this distinction? Only when it comes to fruits, because that's shen and shen is potter shurabim. Abuksus v'kelim. When it comes to clothing, chayevis. You are chay, because even though the first guy shouldn't have left it there, doesn't excuse the animal for ruining it. The Chedav Rish Lakish, like Kula Rish Lakish, also agrees with Shmuel that it's talking about everything, including agrees with Rav that it includes everything. But Ozer Rish Lakish, Tamei Rish Lakish, consistent with his view, the Amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, Shtei Parish Rish Rabbim, you have two bulls in Rish Rabbim. Achas Revutza, one is just lying there, but Achas Mahalechas, one is walking. Boatom Mahalechas Bidavutza, if the one that's walking gave a good copper, a good kick to the one that's lying, to the potter. Why is he potter? Because the one that's lying has no right to lie in the ground. So if the one that's lying is doing the wrong thing, you cannot blame the one, the other guy, for giving him a kick. It wasn't stop walking, give a deliberate kick, a zets. Like, you know,
that's
what are you doing?
Normal.
No, not to give a zets. It's not normal to give a zets.
Not normal for one cow
to give a zets. To walk.
They fight, that's normal.
No, cows don't walk. Cows are domestic animals.
Have you ever gone to see...
You go to a farm, you don't see cows fighting with each other. They do nothing. The most boring thing to do is watch cows.
I saw yesterday a rodeo.
A rodeo.
Those are wild bulls. They're kicking like anything.
And they're fucking a mullet.
You know why? Because you make them uncomfortable.
No, they don't.
But Moshe, for the rodeo, they specially take the wild one. Here we're talking about domestic ones that you can lead down the street.
But you said there's no such thing as domestic. I'm saying, explain it to you. You can have domestic that are Meshuggah.
Yeah, but you train them to be Meshuggah.
Yeah.
Revutza. And they only go against men. They don't go against the other animals.
Veves.
True. Veves. Sorry. Yeah.
Bull.
But even, okay.
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Yeah, potter is a bull.
Revutz
is in the cave. Okay, true. Okay. Revutz b'mahaleches chayevus. But if the lying one gave a copper to the one who's walking by, then the one who's walking by had every right to walk by. The one who's lying, he shouldn't have been there and gave a copper. He's chayev. He's chayev. So we see clearly that the Shlokish agrees that if someone does something wrong, the animal lying, they had no right to be there. The other animal is not responsible for kicking it. And Abiyach is agrees, he agrees with Shmuel. Amar lo yishanu el pei v'rokes. He agrees with Shmuel that only by fruits of yirokes do we say avol exud v'keilin chayevis, because it's keren. Even though the animal shouldn't be lying there, it doesn't give your animal the right to give it a kick. Leimo Abiyach and lesser the Shlokish. Does that mean that Abiyach and he argues in our Mishnah? Does mean he also disagrees with Shlokish about the case of the animals? Maybe Laila means like Sus. Maybe he does agree with him. Sus of the Inchidimon Glimia Mafka. When it comes to clothing, it is common for people that carrying, it's a heavy load, they put it down for a couple of minutes to catch their breath. So therefore, the animal had no right to go and ruin it, and therefore that, and therefore it's Keren Yechayv. Avo. Behema Labuches. That comes for animals to lie down sprawling in the middle of the street. The Mishnah says, even though we just said right now that Hashem v'regel is potter z'rabim, but the imnen is mishalemes. If the animal was having whatever hanoh he had, you have to pay. The question is, how much do you pay? V'kama, how much do you pay? He ate the wheat, for example. How much do you pay? Animals don't even eat barley. You give them cheap hay, a straw. And they ate barley, let's say, which animals could eat barley, but how much do you pay? Is Rabba Amad Me Amir? Rabba says that you pay the money of whatever it is you normally feed it. So let's say straw, you pay, let's say, the quantity that he ate, but as if it was straw. Rabba Amad Me Saim, no, he barley, even though animals don't normally eat barley, but only because it's too expensive. So you don't pay the full amount of the barley. Bezoil, you pay only 2/3 of the value of the barley, 4 donkey out of 6. Tanya Kavase the Rabba, it looks like Rabba that you pay actually, you pay as if it's a hay. Tanya Kavase the Rabba, Tanya Kavase the Rabba, Rabba Shimon, Yechoyim, and Aim Mishalemes, you don't pay only as if it's hay, but that quantity, because you just saved me a meal, so that's the Hanno that I had. And Tanya Kavase the Rabba, Im Nenish, Alem Mashinanish, how much Kate said, Ochel Kavu Kavai, made 2 Kavim, or 1, Ain Oimim Tishal, the man, pay whatever you paid, Alo Oimim Kamal, Lachel Behem to Dover Rola, how much would you pay something better, Alpha Pishin, the Rogan, for example, Bali? You don't normally do it, why don't you normally do it? Of course, the animals don't eat barley, but because it's too expensive, and you pay that. And you pay 2/3 of it. However, the animal ate wheat, which is definitely not common. Animals don't eat wheat. Things which are bad for it, so there's no hano. Then put a pot. Now, so I think about an interesting court discussion. You weren't here last night, but Chum within Chum Shabbos, because the shul used to be called Chum, because the Beis HaMedrash always used to be outside of the city, not just the shul, but outside of the Beis HaMedrash, so that on Shabbos, other cities can also come in, like in all these little villages next to each other, so they had it like right in the border, the boundary of the Chum of one city, which is on the boundary of the Chum, and they all overlap, so they can all go to hear the Shir on Shabbos. Is loy having gabam beuto the chume? You weren't there last night in the shul based matter. The boy la mil mouse had a very very interesting discussion, and you weren't there to participate.
Isn't that why we say birchas men shev on Friday night?
Because that's a base of Knesset. This is a base of Medrash. Yeah, but this is a base of Medrash. at Ibaila on Mila Malia. So we had a very interesting discussion, and you, Rami Bacham, were not there. Said, "My meal mouth." He said, "Tell me what it was." Amalei, this is the question that came up. Hador bechatzich, I'm a squatter. I moved into your courtyard shalei medaita without your knowledge. I'm a squatter. Tzadik lahalos leschare ein tzadik. Do I need to pay you rent or not? Says the Gemara. Hey, Chidami, there's four possibilities. The Gemara only brings three.
Who said Shabbos?
No, no, no. So Rashi says something pshat that all basic medicine are called chum. Rashi's first shot is literally. Rashi's second shot. That's the first shot in Rashi. The second shot in Rashi is based on medicine is called chum. Second one, right? If you look over here on the side, it has a kutin Rashi. I'll read you Rashi. But chumah kibbutim medrashes shalahen b'soyif at chum hayu. All of us in medrash with the end of chum kidei sheyuchlu lavisham b'shabas min ayarishim esaviv. All cities around should be able to come as well. That's Rashi Ram says that. Okay, I'm going to write Rashi then sing
chat. Because the base medrash is the environment of toilet.
No, who said that?
It's the Arum.
Yeah. Okay. Second one, write Hegedami. What are we talking about? Ilema bechatzah de loy kaimelagra. You, the owner, never rented out. So in other words, by me staying, by me squatting, you don't lose any money because anyway you don't rent it out. And the gavra de loy mega. I never rent. I just squat from house to house. So therefore, that's called. I don't really have any benefit from staying in your house, and you don't have any loss. So zeloy nena zelochaser. So therefore, you therefore of course nothing to pay. Neither did I have nor did you get hurt. So why should I pay her for what? Ella, another shayla was bechotze the kai malagra. You normally rent it out. The gavra dov is the maker, and I normally rent elsewhere, so I save money. So two things: I had a no, and I caused you a loss because you could have rented somebody else. Then for sure, then end of the chotze, I got to pay you. So what's your shayla? Like tzicha, the other shayla is bechotze the loy kai malagra. You never rented out, so you didn't lose anything. But the gavra dov is the maker. I had hano. Am I paying when I move in? Am I paying for the hana that I have, or am I paying for the loss that you have? Because you could have rented somebody else. What am I paying for when I rent a house from you? Interesting question. The reason why I pay when I rent is because you could have rented somebody else. But in this case, you wouldn't have, so you didn't lose anything. I didn't matzi amle. He said, "Oh, yes, nice. You're paying me for the hana you had, and you had a hana." Taser asks over here. There's a fourth possibility. The fourth possibility is: what about that you normally rent it out, but I don't rent? I have no hana, but I cause you a loss. Taser, because of unbelievable chiddush. Taser, if I normally rent, I normally don't rent, so I had no hana from it, but you had a loss because you could rent somebody else. Taser, I don't have to pay you. The other shame argue. The Rif argues. Why don't I have to pay you? Taser says, why should I pay you? Because I didn't cause your loss. I didn't let you rent to somebody else. That's called a goydim. And you don't pay by nazik and by goydim. If I was mazik you, I broke your windows, of course I have to pay. But I just didn't, I prevented you. And Taser brings an interesting thing. If I don't let you into your own house, I'm not liable for anything. I'm just a goydim.
But isn't amongst the damages that we pay, the union of Shevis,
that's the money a, so another person, individual. That's a to individual
that's
person.
He could have
that's only to a person, not to animals, anything else. Amalei, so Rama Chama says, a good thing I wasn't there. So it's an obvious answer. Masnissin, it's Rafeirish Mishnah. So he asks, Rav Chizda asks him back, "Hi, Masnissin, we know the Mishnah. Which Mishnah are you referring to?" Amalei, the Mishnah right here. But before he said that, he said, "L'chitishamishlish, if you serve me first," I'm not sure exactly the heads, but why he had to him serve him first, but somehow, if you serve me first, I'll give you an answer. Top of the next page. Shakal Sudri, so Rama Chama took Rama Chama's handkerchief, Karach, and he folded it. Amalei, and he said to him, "Im nehenes mishalem nehenes." Says now Mishnah, the main criteria is hana. If the animal had hana, even though in the Shizra Abim you potter from Shana, I got to pay for my hana. So what is he for clicking here? That you're paying for the hana. So if I moved into your house and I would have and I had hana from there because I could have I had to rent somewhere else, even though it didn't hurt you, I got to pay. So then now, Omar, the truth of the matter is, as with our Mishnah, the animal had anah, but it cost you. It took away your tour. Here, I had anah and cost you nothing because you wouldn't have rented out to anybody else. So therefore, how can you compare the two? Maybe I don't have to pay in this case. Yet, Omar Rava says, Rava, come, we're on Chof Amad Beis. 20B.
You got it.
20B. Omar Rava says, Rava, come, how much is a person didn't get sick and didn't feel? Gavra, the Mori, say, how lucky the person doesn't get sick. Because the Abish is always on his side. Rami Bachama always managed to find the answers. Because the truth of the matter is, the Avagab, the Loido Mila Masdisen. The answer was a lousy answer. And yet, Kibla Menev Chiz accepted it. Why is it not similar to our Mishnah? The animal ate from the other animal that had hanor, and the original food got consumed. So there was a chasarneh. So even though I'm paying for the hanor, but at the same time I cause your loss. But our question was zenen of the chasaru. And our question, I had hanor, and the owner didn't lose anything because he wouldn't have rented out anyway. I'm just a squatter at a vacant house. Rami Bachama, so what was Rami Bachama even thinking? He understood that Stam paid his Beshus Rabbi Mafkuri Mafkul. He understood that Stam paid his Rabbi Mir Mafkid. In other words, there is no loss to the owner of the fruit, because if he put fruits, every time you walk in the shop with fruits, you're always taking a risk, and you know that you lose. So they said, so why pay him back? Why did Bechal find you have to pay him at all, even for the Hanoi, if it was Mafkid? So they said, it wasn't Mafkid, it's like Miyayish. He said, oh, no, but now it takes, what can I do? So he wasn't really Mafkid, and therefore you have to pay for the Hanoi. So now the Gemara will go through this question. So one person, I have hanor and it costs you nothing. Do I have to pay just for the hanor itself, or only if my hanor costs you something? So tonight we will learn about Basra. Hamakiv chavedim mishol zuchayzer. Rashi has a very interesting pshat. It tastes as a very different pshat. And then Mugayez has a third pshat. If you look at the picture on the side, you'll see it. Hamakiv chavedim mishol zuchayzer. The guy on the outside perimeter has three fields around the guy in the inner field, and he builds a field. This is how Rashi learns. He builds a gate all around the outside, and he also builds a gate between him and the internal property. But it says there's no gate between him and the property. He only builds a gate on the outside. The God is a shayla, and the guy in the outside perimeter built all three walls. He goes to the guy in the middle. I want you to assist me. Look, I prevented the animals from coming to your field because of my fence. I'm not interested. Why? Because the fourth fence is wide open. What do I gain from it? Horror is, but it seems to me, according to Chacham, if you build the fourth side, he has to pay. The guy, he can go to the guy on the inside and claim, you owe me money. Now, the cheder, shmamino, zenene, the guy on the inside has hanor, vezele chasid, and he did it, and the other guy didn't lose anything because the guy on the inside needed to pay me because you had benefit. Chayiv. What are you talking about? Le chasid? Shiny chasid, normally ad garant le kevi seder. What do you mean le chasid? Wait, Ashi learns. The entire inner fence that I built was not to protect us from animals. That is the outer perimeter I built fences. The inner one was purely between me and you. You have benefit. Taisa says, if so, what do you mean garant le kefi seder? The entire inner wall is only for the guy. So Taisa learns there is no inner wall. It's only an outer wall. But because of you, the square area that I have to cover is much larger. If you wouldn't have been in the middle, my fields have been more closer together, and I wouldn't have had such a big fence. So therefore, zenen of the chasa. You caused me the extra wall. Look at what I touched my kohen. Rabbi Yehi said, "Im amad nikiv. If the nikiv stood up, the god that is in the is. If the nikiv stood up and made a fence around the fourth side." Rabbi Yehi agrees. He said, "If the nikiv went up and he built a fourth fence, only then megalginov zakel. If he didn't do anything, he paid nothing. But if he himself went ahead and built a fourth fence, he paid for everything. Seems like time that God and nikiv only because he did it. He showed us that he's happy. Hamakiv. If the makiv done a potter, even though zenena, and shmamina zenena zelechaser. Again, I'm having hanor from what you did an extra wall. Even the fourth wall, I don't have to pay you because it didn't cost anything." Like, no, shiny hustle. You know why I don't have to pay? Really, could be zen and vizel chas. I got to pay because I had enough. But the guy in the middle says, "I had no enough from you. We had no enough from you." Says, "I don't need such a wall made out of stones, which is such an expensive wall. I could have built a little rickety fence, and that would be good enough to prevent the animals coming in." Normally, the D for me, sagely, been a tita bazuza. I could have had, according to one day in Taste of Abasa, I could have had a guard standing there, or I could have built a very, very thin wall, and that would have been enough. Aye, so how come if the Nikov built the fourth wall, does he have to pay for the whole thing? He could have said the same time. I could have used rickety fence. The fact that he built the fourth wall made out of stone shows that he's happy with the stone wall, and he's willing to pay if he pays. No die either way. Tashma Kumane, Habayi's Valiyah, he had a house and he had an upstairs, Shoshnaim. Two people shared the house. One guy owned the upstairs, one guy owned the downstairs. Shenaflu, the house collapsed. Omar Bal Haliyah, in other words, the whole thing collapsed down. Omar Bal Haliyah, Bal Habayi, the guy from upstairs, the guy downstairs, Libnais, let's rebuild the entire house. Who ain't the right? The guy downstairs says, no, I'm happy with somewhere else. I'm not paying, investing a cent here. Hari Bal Haliyah, Boy Habayi, is the owner of the top store, builds a house, the Yoshibon, he can sit, live downstairs. Until the owner from downstairs pays him for all the money that he put in, and then he gives him back his downstairs. It seems to me, the guy downstairs only has to pay him for his expenses. What about the rent? What about the fact that I lived in your house without permission? The guy from upstairs lived in the guy's house downstairs. So Zenana. Now, was that like chasa because the guy downstairs had no plan to live there? Because he said, I'm not paying another penny there, so I'm going to live somewhere else. So it's like chasa, but I have enough from living in your house. I'm squatting in your house now, and I have to pay you. So,
and I'm the one who built that house.
Yeah, true, but it's your house. Shema min ozen nene, zelo chasa pater. everything. What a shiny hustle is different. The basal aliyah mishtabe. The guy downstairs has an obligation, not just to for himself, but also he has to be the downstairs for the upstairs. So therefore, you owe something to the upstairs. That's why the upstairs has a right to live there until you pay him out. Okay, like you were saying. Toshma coming here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi disagrees. He says that even the guy upstairs lives downstairs. So Lahala says he has to pay his rent. He holds no, you have to pay him rent because the fact that you're living in the downstairs house doesn't prove a catch. Shma minozen and vezelachos. The guy downstairs, the guy from upstairs living downstairs, is having a no. The guy downstairs is not losing anything out because he had no plans to live there. And yet chayiv. I'm ruining your walls. Because when I live in your house, I'm actually darkening the walls. Shalchu beirab ami shalchu. They sent him beirab ami amar. The shiva ami said. They asked him the question the same way. Zenan is a chasser. So they said back. V'chima asala. Did I hurt you? Umach sorry. Did I cause you a loss? Umach hazeka. Did I cause you a damage? In other words, I'm not paying for mahano. I'm paying for what it cost you. It cost you nothing. Why should I pay? Rabbi Chiba Abba said. This yashiv. Let me think about it. They sent me a letter a few weeks later. Nu, what do you say? I'm a kula hai, you're such a nudge. Sholchli, you send me va'ozli again and again. You don't think if I would have known an answer, I would have sent you? Leave me alone. When I have an answer, I'll send you. Itmo, we learned of Kahana, it's like machlekes. Of Kahana, Rabbi Yechanan, Einut, Sarlauzcha, you don't have to pay him because I'm paying you for the what it cost you, and it didn't cost you anything, I pay nothing. Not for Mahana. Rabbi Vu, Rabbi Yechanan, so two Talmidim in the name of Rabbi Yechanan argue. Rabbi Vu, Rabbi Yechanan, Tzadik Lauzcha, because I'm paying for the Hano. Amr Papa says, "Hod Rabavu." This Rabavu says, "Rabbi Yechanan said that what? As long as I don't know how to pay you, La Befedush Itmar is not written anywhere clearly. Ela Mikolal Itmar, he learned from a story that now we learned in the Mishnah. Not Tal Evan I Kodesh Al Hegdish. If somebody taking a dinner, if you use something from Hegdish, you're a ganav. You're a moil. If you took a stone or a beam from Hegdish, Hareiz Ela Mol, you weren't moil at all. Why? Because before it belonged. Because nothing changed. You just picked it up and put it down." If the gabbai, this doctor who had it before, was in his rishos, brings it to his house, nothing changed, he's not a moil. But if Nostal the Chaveda, the gabbai, this doctor gave it to his friend, who mauls? He's the one who took it out of the rishos of Hegdish, or his own rishos, and he gave it to somebody else. So he was moil, the Chaveda, his Chaveda didn't do anything. Bono the Terbesa, if he built it in his house, the gabbai built it in his house, had his lamol. Until he has benefit from that beam, the value of a prut. And Shmuel says, how is it possible you don't have the value of it just sitting in your house? But he didn't fix it into the ceiling. You just placed it on top of the skylight to cover the skylight. And therefore, there's no shini here at all. There's no meal until you actually enjoy the prut. Rabavu sat in front of Rabbi Yechon, and he said then in front of Yechon, in the name of Shmuel, Zoysen medicine. Here we learn out, Hador b'chatzach remedai. The Hegdish has no idea that we're using their beams. So if I'm living and using your thing, Sarek lahalo is eschad. Even though Hegdish didn't lose anything, they have no idea about it. They weren't planning to do anything else with it. But I'm having Hanor, so Pruta, I gotta pay. So what was he from here? Zen nene, v'zeler chaser. I gotta pay. V'shasa, Rabbi Yechon didn't make any comments. So Iyus, Rabbi Vuhu thought, Midrashasa, since Rabbi Yechon was quiet, Moidele, he agrees with Shmuel, that from here you learn out that Zenen, Evzele, Chasa, Potter. However, the Gemara, he totally misread his action. V'loi, he's not so. Ashguche, loi, Ashgerbe, he ignored him. Why? Because the Rabbi, he said like Rabbi. Don't know what Rabbi says. That you think Hegdish doesn't know? Who's Hegdish? Hegdish belongs to Eibishter. Eibishter knows everything. Hegdish shaloi medas is kehegid medas. That Hegdish medas is like Hegdish medas. And therefore, and this das is the Eibishter who intended to them. What time is Shachris? What time is Shachris, Michael? What time is Shachris? 38. Okay, there's two more lines. Shalok le Rabba Bazav le Mori Barmar, boy me name Rav Huna, ask Rav Huna, same question. Hador b'chatzar le medaitei. Same question. If you live in your chatzar without das, tzadich le halos eschad, oi loy. Do you have to pay or not? You're paying for the hana or for the loss? Ad the hochi, by the time, he told him, go ask Rav Huna. By the time they asked, he said, they've got the noch nafshe Rav Huna, he passed away. Omer le Rabba Barav Huna, so Rav Huna's son, Rabba, who became the new Rav, said, hochi omer abba mori mashmeid Rav. You want to know what Rav Huna said? I'll tell you what Rav Huna said, my father. He said, name of Rav, like Shmuel, that a zenene, v'zele chasa, you don't have to pay because you're not paying for the hanah, you're paying for the cost of the person, and there's no cost. And then we'll think tomorrow.